Blog Talk Radio.
To you from the comfort of my den in Bowie, Maryland. I happen to be on spring break this week, so I get more than a weekend at home, and that's making me feel really good. The other thing that it does is it gives me the freedom to have some cable TV, and so, of course, for the past couple of days, I've been immersed in MSNBC, and we all know the big news story of the day. AIG, American Insurance Group. Amazing. Insurance. It's just a giant Ponzi scheme. It always has been, it always will be. But the issue on our plate for tonight are the bonuses for the guys that retention bonuses. In other words, if you want me to stay here, we want you to stay. Actually, what a retention bonus is, the companies say, we want you to stay here so badly that we will pay you a bonus not to leave and go somewhere else. Well, those bonuses have sent a lot of people off the deep edge. And so what we're going to talk about here on Norm tonight are indeed these bonuses. First of all, let's put things in perspective. $1 million. It's a lot of money, $1 million. You take $1 million and you multiply it by 1,000, and you get $1 billion. Then if you take that $1 billion 167 times, the fact remains that what we have done is pumped $167 billion into AIG. That's 16.7 times 10 to the 9th, if my math serves me right. $167 billion. It is unbelievable how much money that is. It's absolutely incredible. And now, so we take our eye off the ball, we forget about the $167 billion that has been over the past year fed into AIG because AIG made some bets in a Ponzi scheme, because that's, again, what insurance is. You take money and you hope you'll just keep being able to take more money in then you pay out. Some people call it risk management. I call it a Ponzi scheme. But that may be a little too simple for me. The difference is when you buy insurance, other than when you give money to a guy like Madoff, you are hoping, well, you pay some money to take risk off the table. Well, unfortunately, all these guys that went to work for AIG, they kept finding more and more ways to get people to buy AIG insurance for risk management purposes. The problem was that the risk they were buying to protect was way worse than anybody even began to predict. And so you get all these wizards, you know, and I don't know if they're really such wizards. They concoct all of these ways to pass off the risk. So supposedly it never comes home to AIG. Well, then what happened? The housing market goes kapooey. Boom. Bye-bye. Gone. AIG is bye-bye. Gone. All of a sudden, the risk management, which everybody was using to underlie their greed, is simply gone. That's why you can't let them collapse. So we give them $167 billion. And now we're complaining, squirreling around, because AIG had contracts with the people who concocted this scheme. And yes, that's what it is. Insurance is a scheme. Is it a scheme we have to have? I don't know. You tell me. Lloyd's of London, they've been around forever. AIG sort of became the Lloyd's of London of the late 20th and early 21st century. Everything was about leverage, which essentially is borrow as much money as you can based on your way beyond what your real assets could actually buy and hope the whole house of cards doesn't fall down. Well, guess what, folks? It fell down. It falls down regularly in the capitalist system, you know? I mean, if you start with America, it fell down after the Revolution. It fell down in the Panic of 1837. It fell down after the Civil War. It fell down in 1929. It fell down in 1890. I think it was 1893. The actual dates collapsed from my mind. And so now everybody's suddenly becoming outraged because $167 million is going to be paid out in bonuses. It's just a joke to even worry about it. Who cares about $165 million if you're going to give out $167 billion? It makes no sense. And everybody knew about it. Of course everybody knows about it. Everybody pretends to be outraged because everybody is in on it. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's a strong case. All I am becoming very confused about is nobody told AIG, if we're going to save you from bankruptcy, you can't honor your labor contracts. That's what this is. It's a labor contract. But, of course, everybody said, well, you have to honor your labor. You have to void your labor contracts when we were talking about the UAW and their relationships with the American car manufacturers. God forbid somebody should get $80 an hour, $165 million, $167 billion. Remember, all the auto companies wanted was $30 billion. Oh, gee, all they wanted was $30 billion. I don't know, maybe I should have studied more finance in college. I just have always been a pay-as-you-can-go guy, and I've never been able to figure out why businesses have to borrow so much money. Why, you know, it's all this net 30 crap, and everybody makes a whole bunch of money off the money lending. But hey, you've been listening to me long enough. 347-945-6713 is the number. I got all five lines open here on the switchboard. Why don't you give me a call and tell me what you think about these AIG guys? Come on, give me a call. Should we give them the money? Should we not give them the money? Should we care about the money? Should we care about the bailout of AIG? Should we care about all the money that's just going to all these companies to keep the system in place so that the people on top stay there? You tell me. I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. You can, if you go to the Blog Talk page, that's at blogtalkradio.com/NormAtNight. You can go right to the Norm at Night. Oh, I've got some action on the webpage. Happy St. Patrick's Day, cult. I'm glad to hear out in Sacramento. Well, it's probably still daylight out there. As on the East Coast here, it's a little bit after 9 o'clock because the show runs from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. If you're listening, CDL, why don't you just pop another message into the chat room? Remember, I have five lines open. That's 347-945-6713. You can come in on the chat line where we've got one guy there, or you can give me an email at buffnet@verizon.net, or you can actually go to AIM, since I'm in Bowie, Maryland, at Maryland Metropolis, the city of Bowie. You can always check in on my AIM, you know, just go to BoojCon and you will find me. Gosh, I don't have Skype on this computer, but in the future, actually when I'm out in Cat Harpen, I generally have Skype on the ball. Let me just say happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And, you know, I thought about going somewhere for corned beef and cabbage, but you know what? I really don't like the stuff. I really don't like the stuff. But anyway, so what do you think about AIG, or is nobody paying any attention to it? I got five lines open. Is President Obama spending his political capital? What do you think of the dude? You know, it seems like on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish. Turns out that our president is 3% Irish. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that somebody goes to those lengths. Apparently, there was some guy five or six generations back who came from, I can't even remember the county he came from now. But anyway, he came here to New England, and somehow, I guess the family made its way to Kansas, because it's through the president's mother's show. I understand there's a bunch of people at the Rams Head celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Annapolis. If just by chance somebody's got the show on, or if you're playing the Whatchamajigger tomorrow, the what do they call that? My mind is failing me. Sometimes I wonder, you know, if I don't have the onset. If you play the archive tomorrow, a shout-out to everybody at the Rams Head. If anybody who listens to me happens to be at Nanny O'Brien's tonight, enjoy. I hope Nanny O'Brien's at least begins to reflect its heritage as a real Irish bar, because, boy, I'll bet they probably got the big screen on watching some kind of basketball game or something there tonight. Or they got little people running around in green hats. Anyway, I got five lines open. You want to talk to me about anything you want, though. I'm really fired up about the president. I think he's making an ass out of himself, to be perfectly honest. Nobody cared anything about this stuff. Now all of a sudden we got senators telling people to freaking commit suicide. They're just out of their minds. Come on, you got this forum. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. We've got about 40 minutes left on the show, or anything else you want to talk about. I'd love to. Oh, I got a call coming in. Hold on here. Go ahead, Colt. You're on.
Hey, how's it going?
It's doing all right. I'm I'm getting lost in my zeros here. Everybody's worried about $165 million. Well, we're talking about $167 billion.
Oh, the total cost for AIG?
Yeah, the total amount of money that they gave them. And, you know, now they're worrying about $165 million. That's less than 1% of the total.
Yeah, well, we got to make a show out of it. So,
well,
yeah, they knew about these They knew about these contracts as far back as August, so,
they
know.
They knew about these contracts last year when they were written.
Yeah.
Well, I guess August was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, bet I should just not pay my income tax this year.
Oh, gee. I've tried that, and it doesn't quite work.
Yeah, they always catch up to you.
Yeah, I had to do three back years one time.
Oh, jeez.
There were some issues, but I got to work
out. Well, no, I got some issues myself with 06 and 07 that I'm still straightening out. And I'm sure there's going to be some with 08. I never seem to pay them enough.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with me it was just the complexity. You know, I had a lot of stuff going, it was long, and I really had trouble figuring it out, so I eventually got it, though.
Well, that's a good thing. How's the weather out there on the West Coast?
Oh, just beautiful. We're hitting in the high 60s today, sunshine, probably going to hit 70s tomorrow.
Oh, that's very nice.
You know, and oh, hey, I was, thinking of you this Saturday. I was at the...
What was going on Saturday?
Oh, our the local library here had a book sale going.
Oh.
And I always go there and I buy lots of stuff, you know. And I picked this up. It's Russ and Me.
It's what?
And it's Big Russ and Me, Tim Russert's book about his father.
Oh, yeah, I did the website for that book.
Oh, okay. This is the audio version, and Tim actually reads.
The whole
book? It's
like
five and a half. Yeah, 5.5 hours on 5 CDs.
Oh,
I got this for like a buck or something. I don't know. But I haven't listened to it yet. But once I see what's in here, I'll try to figure out a way to get it to you.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
Hey, by the way, out there, everybody, God rest Timmy's soul here on St. Patrick's Day. 347-945-6713. We got four more lines open, or you can come in on the chat. I got a guest on the chat. Hey, if you're listening, guest out there on the chat, why don't you give us a call and join us on the voice line? And any of you out there who are on the Blog Talk Radio website, just hit the press to talk and you'll connect right in. That's how you're doing it right there, Colt.
Yep. Yeah, you saved my, well, you know, If you have a landline, you'll be paying long distance charges, and they don't tell you that, but
no, they don't. But you know, I don't know anybody, even with a landline, that long distance isn't included now in Canada and the United States.
Yeah, I still pay like $10 a month, and then I get 100 minutes, and then I pay 10 cents a minute for every minute over, you know. I don't make that many calls, so, you know.
Mine includes everything in, I don't know, it's some bundle, some kind of derivative. AIG probably insures it. Who knows what's going on? I have been thinking so much about insurance lately.
Yeah. Part of the issue with AIG was this, that, they sold all these derivatives at the time. They were insuring some high-level debt. You know, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, that was that had very high rating. No one ever conceived that that would fall. But the people who bought the insurance on that debt were the same people who were doing the short selling and driving the company down. Because they knew if they could force a default on that debt, they would get all that money back. I mean, and of course, they just cleaned them out. I mean, there's this, you know, I mean, it was a scam from day one. It was a huge, monstrous scam. And very well orchestrated, and
all of insurance is a Ponzi scheme.
You could maybe call it that. I don't know.
Well,
AIG.
All right. If it's not, you tell me what to call it.
Well, okay. It's basic. It's leverage. It's margin. It's no different than the way any bank operates. But you have to do
that?
It.
And
you have to do it.
What Madoff did.
Well, for one thing, Madoff didn't invest any of that money, did he? He never bought a single stock. At least there are no records of it anyway at this point. So in that case, the guy had a fraudulent operation from day one, and we don't know all that we should know about that. You know, at this point. Obviously, he had a lot of people helping him, and that has not come out yet.
Well, as the American Blues Band says, he had a lot of bad habits.
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, I am just stunned. Oh, wait, I got to hold on there, Colt. I got another call coming in.
Okay,
go
good.
Ahead there, 410. You're on with Norm.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, I recognize that voice. Used to sit over there in the row along the aisles. Reddish hair, Republican, if my memory serves me right.
Okay, all right.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. So you think we should... you think they should stop these guys from paying their bonuses?
Yes, I do.
And why is that?
Well, if they're using bailout money, it doesn't really make that much sense.
Why not?
Because it's taxpayer money.
Oh, and so why should GM not have to honor its contracts?
I don't think GM should get money either.
Oh, so you don't think the union guys should be saved? Oh, I knew it.
No, screw the union. Screw the union.
Screw the union. Oh, my lord. Who's going to pay for all their health insurance? Oh, wait. They're union workers. Let them die.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, then what are you saying? Strip it all away. Strip all the stuff away. When you take away somebody's health insurance, what are you saying? Let them die.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, if they don't have any health insurance and they can't pay for illnesses, what do you think is going to happen to them? I think they're going to die.
So you're very optimistic, Norm.
I'm not an insurance kind of guy anyway. You know, the doctors are all driving us broke too. Let's make them charge less.
How do you want to do that?
Actually, I have a plan for that.
Really?
I'm glad somebody does.
Well, no, it's just plain and simple. Make more doctors.
Yep, there's a market-based solution, right?
Absolutely. Make more doctors. Open up government medical schools.
More doctors, more nurses, prices go down.
Seems to me they do. What do you think, 410?
I would not want to attend a government school.
You wouldn't want to attend a government school. Why not?
They're all government, you know, they're all government schools, most of them anyway.
That's true.
State universities, whatever, yeah.
How is school treating you? Let's talk about something. I just get so baffled by this whole AIG stuff. So what do you think of that Republican senator who says the guy should go commit suicide?
Who's that?
I forget the guy's name. It was great.
Grassley from Iowa.
Yes, that's it. The guy comes and says, well, they should take a little bow like those Japanese guys and say, I'm sorry. And then they should either resign or go commit suicide.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I got such a kick out of that. And, you know, everybody, and then everybody says, oh, he was, you know, they treat it like he was serious. Give me a break. It was just rhetoric. It's all rhetoric.
Yeah, but it was still a stupid thing for a senator to say, so, you know.
I do think it was probably a stupid thing to say. I will agree.
And then, you know, Georgie Bush made his first speech today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He had to pay $400 for a ticket. $400 to go hear George Bush speak. Unbelievable.
Okay, well, what's your point?
I don't know. I don't have a point.
John Edwards has a $400 haircut.
What about the $400 haircut? At least there's something tangible there. Somebody's got some skill there. The guy cutting the hair. And I was not a $400 haircut fan. If anybody should know, you've seen my hair.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I get a $10 haircut at the Vietnamese refugee shop.
Oh.
I do. That's how much it cost.
Yeah.
I come home, my kids tell me I look like an Asian. But anyway, I got to be politically correct on my show, even though I'm a left-hander.
Damn, we got you outnumbered.
I've been riding with my left hand my whole life. But I am just baffled by what I don't understand, 410. Why is there such outrage about $165 million? But there's no outrage about $167 billion.
What's the $167 billion?
That's how much AIG's been given to stay afloat.
Okay. Well, I think that I don't think that's right. Isn't there outrage on that?
I'm sorry?
Isn't there outrage on that?
They just keep giving it to them.
Well, why are they giving it to them?
Why are they giving it to them? Because there is some
belief
that the whole financial system will collapse if they can't make good on all their risk policies.
Well, yeah, think about how many homeowners and workman comp policies, I mean, the whole workman compensation plan in California is run by AIG.
Yeah,
can you imagine how many pensions and annuities they must manage? I mean,
they do tons of it, but that's the tiniest part of their business.
But the thing is that the very staid, conservative, responsible insurance operations are all still, they're all still there. They were always profitable.
Right. My pension is AIG. You know what makes me feel the worst? The last place I was at employed, 410 knows where that was.
Yes.
They talked me into moving a big chunk of my money into AIG. Just before all this happened, now I'm stuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if AIG goes under, so does Booge.
Yeah, well,
I'm kind of sane. But other people, if you lost it, they could be in the streets. That's why they got to keep AIG.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I don't mean in the streets, living in the streets. I mean in the streets, upset.
Yeah. No, I know people who lost, say, like they had preferred stock with Fannie Mae, which was, you know, totally secure. They bought, you know, maybe 20% of their portfolio was involved in that. They lost it all. And we're talking retired people. Retired people who never had the chance to make that money back. It's gone.
And, you know, all these people, they were all so smart, and they all gave their money to Bernie Madoff.
That's really interesting.
Astounding. These people are greedy, and now everybody's feeling bad for them. I don't feel bad for any of them.
Didn't we go through this with the Enron, 8 years ago? And haven't we learned anything?
No, because it's only been 2 months that the dams have been back
apparently
in.
Apparently we haven't learned anything.
No, you know, with some seriousness here, that is a very good point. And I don't know if we can learn anything. The system is designed such that I believe it encourages greed and sliminess.
Well, there are only two emotions in the stock market. You named one of them. There's fear and there's greed. Fear and greed. There's nothing else. If you can manipulate either one of those, it's gonna work for you.
Hey, everybody out there, 347-945-6713. We got three lines. We got kind of a good give and take going on here. Why don't you join us? And oh my gosh, I'm looking at my clock here, and says I'm supposed to move to the second issue of the night, but I don't really feel like it. The second issue I want to talk about, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think I want to talk about on St. Patrick's Day?
Celtic traditions.
Yeah, it's called the IRA.
Oh, okay. those guys.
Those guys. Some people say they're thugs. What do you think?
Oh, I don't want to dig that one up.
What
but
do
yes,
you think?
I think the Brit. I think the Brit should leave Ireland. Why?
Well, it's fine if you're. unless you're a Protestant Irishman, then you might not be.
Well, you're.
What do you think would happen to the Prots if the Brits left?
They'd have to assimilate.
Yeah, well, they're outnumbered.
Well, maybe they'd have religion forced on them. Kind of like what happened to the Celts.
Oh, jeez. What are you doing?
I might watch Brave.
Though? Are you still with us there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just, the whole thing, the last couple of days, they're killing soldiers. A guy comes out to get a pizza before, you know, while he's waiting to be duty transferred to Afghanistan, somebody blows his head off.
Okay.
I mean, why? Why
do
we do that to each other?
I don't know much about the IRA. I've heard stuff in the past about them, but...
Are they freedom fighters or are they terrorists?
I'm not really sure.
Well, do you got an opinion out there, world? 347-945-6713. You know, Chris Matthews, I watch him being holier than thou today, making a... talk about how, you know, his grandfather came over in the potato famine and his mother was a Presbyterian, and if they can all get along, why can't the Irish? And I sure don't know the answer. The Catholics and the Protestants can't get along. Why can't the Sunnis and the Shiites get along?
Yeah, well... I can't explain that. I mean, I would think after all these years that, they would be more cooperative, but really, you know, Northern Ireland belongs to Ireland. You know, it really, you know, the British should just leave. We give the land back to the people it belongs to, and everyone will be happy.
Well, I mean, they've been there so long. Does it belong to them?
Well, I don't know. Does Israel belong to the Palestinians?
I don't know. Oh God! Now we're really getting interesting. What did somebody say? The whole mess. It's just an American attempt. We send them millions of dollars to rebuild Palestine. Then we send the Israelis millions of dollars to blow up Palestine. Then we send millions of dollars back to Palestine, and it just gets ugly. You know what I'm always...
Yeah, kind of like...
Go ahead.
What's up? Oh, I was going to say, it's kind of like kids, you know, in kindergarten where the one kid builds a castle with the wooden blocks,
uh-huh.
And somebody kicks it down, knocks it down, and then you build it over again, you know.
That's right. You go buy some more Legos.
Yeah.
Then you buy some other kid a water tank. Well, anyway, it's really kind of scary, but happy St. Patrick's Day. All of you guys out there in all the Irish pubs and bars, if any of you are listening, just happy St. Patrick's Day. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched Braveheart on Sunday. Still love that movie. I mean, it's not an Irishman, but there's some Irish in it. So, you
movie?
Know.
It's that wacko.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
He's made some wacko movies, that guy. In fact, that a religion class on Sunday, I was talking about the Passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, I did not enjoy that film, though.
They called it the Passion, right?
Yeah, the Passion. Yeah,
and
I think that was it, yes.
The Patriots, another one. That movie, that film was almost savage.
It was... But you see all the cruelty and injustice, and then the guy goes and gets revenge. It's like Rambo. The movie with Bronson, where he gets revenge. What is it, Death Wish or something like that? Walking Tall. You know, think of how many movies have exactly the same plot. Tremendous injustice and suffering, and
they do
you wrong, and you get revenge, you know.
The interesting thing about The Patriot was, that's the first movie that ever really talked about the committees of safety.
Oh,
during
yeah.
the American Revolution. Everybody always talks about the committees of correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody talks about the committees of safety. The ones that went out and did all the dirty work to the Tories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tories didn't have the best of time, especially
well,
especially after the war.
Well, yeah,
that was
they
bad.
All went to, well, many of them went to Halifax, Nova Scotia, which, by the way, if you're out there, D.C., you haven't called us in a while. We got three lines open here, 347-945-6713. Join us. We're having a great conversation, although there's nothing the matter with lurking and just listening, and I do understand that. But we got about 18 minutes left tonight, and we could talk about anything you want now. I've got my two issues in. So what do you think there, 410? What do you want to talk about?
I'm not sure. Whatever's fine.
No, what do you want to talk about? What's important to you? What's going on these days?
Well, I think the economy is very important, if that's my opinion.
Well,
mm-hmm.
there's not any question about it. How would you fix it?
Well, I'm glad I'm not in a position to fix it, because I really have no idea.
Well, what do you think is wrong with it?
I don't know. I think the government is trying to get too involved. I think we just have to let it work itself out.
That's more or less true. However, there is this myth about a free market.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we would like a free market, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, libertarian, all that.
Yeah.
I also understand that, in a true free market, basically the big guy always wins, and you invariably end up with a monopoly. A dictator, a totalitarian society. So you need regulation.
Well,
and in our case, all of the regulatory agencies did not do their job. They failed.
Okay.
And that's why we're in the situation we have now.
Okay.
You know, anybody, you know, you can look at the model for Bear Stearns or Lehman Brothers, and look at the investments they made. And if you're leveraged 40-1, if your base assets decline by 5%, you're broke. You have nothing.
Uh-huh.
All right, you are technically insolvent. Now, they were faced, and almost all of this was based on mortgage debt and derivatives thereof.
Right.
And so It took nothing. It just took the drop of a feather for them to fall apart. And how these guys could not know that, that's the amazing thing.
Yeah,
I mean, did we never think,
right.
you know, did we not, and the thing was that the authorization that there were only five brokerages that were allowed, or investment banks, that were allowed to leverage that high, and they were Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Lehman, Bear Stearns, and Goldman Sachs. And they were allowed to do this, but the SEC had to monitor them. There was a whole list of regulations, and SEC had to keep really tight control on it. But they didn't do it. I mean, they just didn't do it at all. So that's why you have the situation you have today. I put a lot of the blame on Christopher Cox and the SEC board, especially their enforcement division.
Yeah, but they changed all the laws.
Well, they did change them, but they changed them, and they also set up a set of regulations that they had to abide by. And then they didn't enforce them. Now, you got to remember, too, the reason they did this is in response to the European banks. All of the major European banks were doing the same thing. And it was felt that the European banks had an advantage. Because they had leveraged 30 and 40 times as well. But they did it well in advance of us.
But the problem is that all this finance crap, we don't make anything anymore. And there's nothing to leverage.
Well, when we're talking about debt, debt is it can be based on almost anything. You know, people borrow money, and then what do they buy? A home, a car.
If we forgave every debt in the United States tomorrow, nothing would change.
I don't know. We'd probably piss off China. They're already
working. They might not be real.
I like that situation. I like hanging out over their head, you know? Same. See, there's a little...
Stop taking all oil.
Yeah, there's a little saying out there. It says, when you owe the bank $10,000, they own you. When you owe the bank $100 million, you own the bank.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting thing about debt, the way it works, you know.
Right.
You know, I got this little thing on my switchboard here, and it's on 410. It's got a little hand with an arrow, and I don't know what it means.
Am I still on?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I hear you.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just clicked it. Nothing happened. I don't know why that little hand is there.
Hmm.
There's not one. Oh, maybe because he's from a telephone. Are you on an actual phone or on the click the talk button?
I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, all right. Well, I wonder, you know, I don't know. I'm on my actual landline tonight. Because I'll give my weekly rant about Verizon. I'd like to throw that cell phone right out the window.
Nah.
It doesn't work anywhere.
Yes, it does.
Well, mine doesn't. Maybe it's the bad. I don't know what it is, but I connect up and then it just signal fades. And I can just see that little guy in the gray jacket running around with all those people. They just never make it to my house. I don't know. But I'm on spring break. I'm having a good old time.
I am too.
When
nice
do
you
have
you
to
are.
Go back? I have to go back next Monday. All the way out into Virginia. That is such a long drive. But you know what? That's life. I am going back to my old haunts on Thursday because I got to see the income tax guy to see if I'm solvent. Then I got to get my windshield fixed on my Jeep. Some truck threw up a stone. It's got a big crack in it.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Well, it started out as a little star, and as the temperature shifts, they were just unbelievable shifts in temperature around here, 40, 50 degrees in a 24-hour period, and the crack just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm waiting to hit a bump and have the windshield on my lap. Hey, anybody I sent one of those Facebook invitations to and you're out there, why don't you just give us a call these last 10 minutes? 347-945-6713. You'll be on. There's three of us on here now, and we'd love a fourth or a fifth. Join into the conversation. Wait. That's my outrage. Like the president had today. Oh, he ticked me off.
Yeah, the furrowed eyebrows, the intensity. I saw that, yeah.
Oh, Obama great ticking ad. You off?
Oh, yes.
Explain.
Well, I just think he's so full of himself. You know, and all that crap about, well, you know, I'm 3% Irish. Who gives a sh...
All right. Will you admit that he had way too much hype?
He had way too much hype.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It was a well-orchestrated campaign. We'll just
call it
that.
Yes, it was a brilliant campaign.
I will agree.
It was the execution. Everybody always said Norm was crazy. I was telling people to do that 5 years ago. But nobody listens to me. My problem is I'm like Sammy Adams. He never thought beyond himself, you know, the area around himself. But anyway, Sam Adams is my hero. They've reopened the Green Dragon Tavern. They're having a big old St. Paddy's Day celebration there tonight. But they reopened the
We got street festivals going on, all kinds of stuff here. I didn't know we had that many Irish, but, you know. They're down there.
Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, well... they've got extra DUI check stops around here, too.
Oh,
so,
God. Now, what do they have in Washington? If you're over 8, you have to be over 21, and you can call for a free taxi ride tonight. I guess if you're under 21 and drunk, that you won't die.
Maybe you're supposed to ride a bicycle. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Or crawl home, whatever.
But as soon as the show's over, I think I'm going to have a Guinness. I have a couple in the fridge. I've started to like Guinness. I don't really understand why. But,
because of those flavor.
I like this.
It's not like every other American beer. It has some flavor and some color.
All right. I was going to try to avoid this tonight. But how far do you think the Terps are going in the NCAA?
I think they could win that first game.
Do you?
But I think they're going to, if they do win that first game, I think they're going to get smashed in the second round.
So no chance for the Sweet 16?
Well, that would be very nice, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, that's probably really
good. They're playing California, right?
Now I have mixed feelings. Because, I did take two classes through the University of Maryland, so I'm technically... alumni.
That's right.
I took anthropology, and so now I'm conflicted. What am I going to do here? I'll have to look at my brackets. I don't remember which one I picked.
Oh God, you actually filled out a bracket. Everybody I know is asking me about a bracket. So 410, you filled out a bracket.
Yes, I did.
And who do you have winning?
I filled out two brackets. I have Carolina winning in one of them, and Pittsburgh winning in the other one.
I've got North Carolina in one of mine too.
I am stunned that everybody. So will Maryland play either of your guys?
Which guys?
If Maryland was going to win, would they encounter either of the teams you picked for the winner?
I think they're in Connecticut's bracket. So they would meet Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, well, let me think here. Yeah, I'm in a bunch of Yahoo leagues or whatever groups. And then I've got a couple over at the newspaper. So, you know. I've never won this, you know, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, God.
I've won fantasy football many times. So
actually, the
there.
Only time I've ever picked the winner was the year Maryland won.
Because
I'm a homer. It doesn't matter. I always pick the United States to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
One of these times, they're going to. I just hope I'm alive.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is off topic. Well, it's slightly off topic, but you remember Eric Von Daniken, the Chariots of the Gods, and he thought spacemen came to Earth and built the pyramids and did all this stuff, I thought he was long gone, but he showed up Sunday night on TV, and I watched it for an hour and a half. You know, and so he's there with this, he's got a very heavy accent, and he goes, "How could these Egyptians build these pyramids in only 20 years? And first thing that came to my mind was, because they didn't have any freaking unions.
Oh! Oh! What a
and,
God, going down. Hey, you know what?
And it was like...
Well, you know what?
Anyway.
It's really
I had
amazing.
To throw that at you.
Oh, well, but this is really amazing, too, you know? Like, they're having big celebrations this summer about the Erie Canal in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and they got the canal park and everything. They dug that thing by hand.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess they would have had to. Huh?
Yeah,
I mean, they got oxen and horses, but, you know.
There were no steam shovels in those. Because there was
right.
You know, that's like everybody says, how come Samuel F. B. Morse didn't just use a flashing light instead of that stupid clicker for the telegraph?
There were
no light bulbs. You know, but I've really enjoyed this, guys, and I'm going to sign you both off and end. Oh, I don't know. Should I end with American Blues like I have been, or should I go to our buddy the German?
It's your choice.
I'm going to go with American Blues because a couple of people, guys called me tonight, and I enjoyed it, and it's been a great Normat night. And we're going to sign off, and we'll see you all next week, and I'll talk to you later this week, Colt.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks for calling 410, and we'll talk to you all later.
Take care, man. Good night.
Good night. NCAA. We're buried if we're not anything else, and these last 40 seconds, just let them fade into the past. you know, I enjoyed it, and I'll see you next week when I'll be back in Cat Harpin, and I hopefully will have a little soccer ball to talk about because the team I coach opens the season next week, and soccer is just a great release. We'll see you all later. We're out of here. Norm at night is done.